Thank you for calling Circle Services. This is Angela. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
I'm calling because I'm trying to figure out. You guys sent me a text on repairing my AC. Siege, come take care of this for me. You just have to collect the money on it. Let me just sign here. I'm sorry, man. You guys are sending me texts, and I just got like six texts for all a bunch of dates that just hit my phone today.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, what the hell is this? It's like bing, 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 bing. And I was like, okay. So I'm getting all these texts coming on the June 24th, June this, June that, July 3rd, July 4th. I'm like, what the hell?
All right, you know? Let's see. Yeah, let's find out what's going on with that. Hold on just a moment. Can I please have your address?
2175 Emerson Drive, Southeast Palm Bay, 32949.
Hey, hold on just a second. I must have accidentally closed it out. Hold on. Pull it back up. Hold on. Okay. Clear it out. All right, take your time. Okay, thank you. Finally, I was able to pull up. All right, I see it. I see five. You said it was five or six. What's your first and last name?
Carmine Tarzia.
I don't even see it. Hold on. I'm going to put some on the address. Not even pulling up. This, I see it. I have it now. The council invoice. Shouldn't be six of them. It's only one, but let me pull it up. Hold on. Yep, that's the right address. 321-208-0225 is the phone number.
Yep. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I just want you to confirm. I'm going to hit confirm manually, okay?
You're going to do what?
I'm going to hit confirm manually. That's what they were texting you for. That's all.
Yeah, what are they doing? Are they coming to fix it, or what are they doing?
That's what they're telling you. 7-4 is the confirmed date. It says scheduled date, 7-4. And they just want you to confirm.
Yeah, but I don't know if anybody will be there.
Was
they said the 3rd, and then they said the 4th. They said the 3rd, then the 4th. So I don't know what they're doing. Are they coming the 3rd or the 4th?
It's the 4th is what I see on here. I don't see anything else for the 3rd.
I got a text saying
that. Hold on.
I can tell you. I'll tell you what
that.
I got.
They canceled it. It's for the 4th. It's for Saturday. I'm looking at the
it's
order
the
they canceled it. Let me see what
the 3rd. Then they said... let me see. They said the 3rd more than once. The 3rd. They said the 3rd.
I'm sorry. It's on the 4th.
They came out six texts for the 3rd. It all hit today. Then the 2nd. They said for the 2nd. The 30th.
Wow, 30th. I don't see anything but the one, but I guess they might have rescheduled
June
30th, it.
June 30th. I all got them today. The 30th, the 30th, the 30th. I'm scrolling back. The 30th, the 30th, the 30th, the 30th, the 30th. They sent a shitload for the 30th today. It just keeps going back. I guess it's all the 30th.
Yeah, since those days are done, that's...
But, wouldn't it be easy? I can't even call them.
The fourth. Only one I see is the 4th. You trying to change it or something? Or is that what you're trying to do?
These all came in. No, I don't mind if they come on the 4th, but why would they come July 4th at 6 p.m.?
We don't know. I don't know who scheduled you.
They're not going to show up. They're not going to show up on 4th of July weekend. None of these workers are going to show up on the 4th.
Huh.
So that means I'm going to have somebody sit at the house on the 4th of July, and they're not going to show up. But I want my AC fixed. My niece is in the house, and she's 8 months pregnant.
Did you call your warranty company about this? I just thought about it. You're right.
I did call my warranty company. That's how I got your number. They gave me your number to call you.
Oh, that might have been what was going on. They might have changed it to the 3rd. That might have been why you're getting the 3rd. They might have had it on the 4th, but it says scheduled date. It says 7-4 on here. That's what I'm looking at. Hold on just a second.
Well, they just scheduled. They just said your service order has been scheduled successful.
Mm-hmm.
Confirm R to reschedule O to opt out of messaging by 6 p.m. Essential. I don't know what that means, opt out of messaging.
Well, they won't see your text messages.
So they'll call me?
Yeah, after you don't get text messages, they should call. But you need to call your warranty company. I have a feeling they must have been the one.
I did call my warranty company and they gave me your phone number. Do you have the AC, the company that's doing the work, their phone number?
Okay. Yeah, hold on just a second. Let me see.
I thought
I
you were
the supervisor's not here. Neither one of them are here, and I think both of them do Circa. Hold on just a second. Notes, documents. What's the state you're in? Florida?
Florida.
We don't have one for that. Yeah, you're going to have to get that rescheduled. And you're right, they're probably not going to come on the 4th, but I don't know who's scheduled for that day. They might have changed it to the 3rd. That's probably what it is. They probably changed it to the 3rd. Our system always takes a day or two to update, so that's probably why I'm not able to see it. So you're going to have to, what's your warranty company tell you? Did they tell you what day?
Yeah,
did they tell you it's scheduled for the 3rd or the 4th?
No, my warranty company don't know. They gave me this number to call to find out.
Okay, hold on.
They issued the contract to people, and then I call, and then the people come out and tell them what they're going to do. They tell them what they're going to pay for it. Then the company that's doing the work is supposed to schedule, come do the work, and then get back what the company get paid for them was done. And then the company will contact me eventually and ask me how I like the service. Did they complete the job? And it's complete. And I'll have to say yes or no. But the problem line is, I don't know this company. I don't know the phone number. The guy called me one time. He came out. He looked at the stuff and said he'd be in touch with me. And that's all I've heard from this guy. And now I'm getting text messages. I got a bunch today with all different dates. And the last day to tell me, I confirmed, July 4th at 6 p.m. Why are you coming July 4th? Even if you're coming July 3rd, that's fine. I just need a definite note so I make sure somebody's there. I don't want this guy to drive from Orlando an hour to get there and there ain't nobody there. It wouldn't be fair to him. It's not going to be fair to make somebody wait there on July 4th and screw up their evening, their weekend, to be there if the guy's not going to show. I've had that happen to me where you sit and you wait all day and nobody shows up and you just screwed your whole day up. You missed your barbecue. You get there late and ain't nobody come. No, you just ruined your whole day, and I'm not going to do that.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Hold on. I'm asking a supervisor now.
Who is this company that's doing the work?
I can't give out that type of information. I can get my supervisor to tell me what I need to tell you, though. So hold on just a second.
Well, then why don't you send a message to the company doing the work to call me?
I don't have to do all that. I can find out when they're supposed to come out there. I have a feeling I just can't see it. I think they changed it. I think that's why you got a text message saying the 3rd. It just takes me 1 to 2 days to be able to see it. So that's probably what they probably realized the 4th was on the 4th of July. Nobody's going to come out there. That's probably why you got so many texts.
Yeah. I didn't get a text for the 3rd. The last text I got a bunch for the 3rd and the 30th, but the last text I got was saying they'll be there July 4th. They changed it from the 3rd to the 4th. I just don't understand it. I don't understand what they're doing.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking her. Hold on.
But I need this company to call me.
Hold on just a second. I think I need to put this under her. Hold on. I need to put it under her.
Okay, now I told them not to text me anymore, and they just sent me a text message. Please call in at 1-888-729-8180 to schedule your service. Thank you. What are these fucking people, morons?
I don't know.
That's a great question. It. I just want to call them and confirm it.
Hold on just a second. Let me see.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just mad at this whole system.
We're going to find out what's going on. I thought it was in reverse, but now you're saying that they did it reverse. They took it from the 3rd to the 4th. I thought they'll take it from the 4th to the 3rd. That's even crazier. It's not even open. They're paying in attention. That's insane.
It says confirm C. R to reschedule, O to opt out of messaging. So I pressed O so they would call me, and they give me your number. You have been opted out of text messaging. Please call in at 1-800 to schedule your service. Thank you. So that means I just canceled my service? I tell you. This is nuts.
Yeah, it is. Hold on just a second. I'm going to have to send another supervisor. The supervisor I know here, I sent that to her. Hold on just a second. I sent that to about, I put it in teams and I sent it to 2 or 3 supervisors. So just give me a minute. Let me see. Okay. Yeah, he's here. Hold on just a second. I just thought about it. Hold on a moment. All right, I sent it to one supervisor, and I'm going to send it to another.
How much did he give you in cash, Susan? How much did he pay in cash? No, it was the whole thing. He put 50 down. He owes me 50 more. I know. Can you walk over and tell me it's me $50 more? I just put it down and made another thing. I told him it's $500. He knows he didn't put down a deposit. Walk across the street, he owes me the deposit, the $50 deposit, too.
You owe like $440.
He owes me $50 more. He didn't pay nothing down. So can you walk across the street and tell Phil he owes me $50 more, please? I don't have his phone number.
You never get his phone number yet.
Well, call him and tell him I'm on the phone.
Okay, I sent it to two more supervisors. I sent it to the head person that's over this. I need him to look at this and tell me what's going on. I forgot to get him the information.
Yeah.
Hold on just a second. Let me go back and cover this.
He knew he didn't pay no money down. I know he knew, though. He knew. That's all my makeup away with him. I should have told you. I'm sorry. Just call him up and say, screw it. Give me his phone. Oh.
All right, I have they're replying to me. We're trying to figure out what's going on. I'm gonna try to get this straightened out with for you before you get off the phone, okay? So we can figure out what's going on.
Okay, I'll wait.
All right, thank you so much. Yeah.
No, it's okay. It's just very confusing, and I really just want to get this thing fixed. And I've been waiting for a long time. I actually had somebody come out like 5 months ago before the culvert to do it. And then it's just going back now. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's wait for me. We're going to figure out what's going on. So if they need to get you for tomorrow. I don't know. Maybe they were fooled or something. And whoever rescheduled might have been paying attention to it being the 4th of July. I've scheduled people like that before. I forgot it was a holiday the next day.
Yeah.
All right. I've got them waiting on them to reply. One of my supervisors. It's gonna log into my screen for me.
I know it's my fault, but just walk over and tell us. It's nobody's answering. Can you just walk over? Just walk over here. It's not a big deal. Well, CJ, I'm trying to handle three things at one time, four things at one time. I'm trying to do multiple tasking, okay? I caught it now.
I was supposed to do it myself. I wasn't supposed to have to do it, but I got fired up with shit.
Tell John, I said, I'm sorry, but he owes me $50 more.
She's looking at it. Give me a minute.
Okay.
I don't think they're working on the 4th, so I'm not understanding why somebody scheduled for that. They had to be not paying attention.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. I'm sorry that you even have to go through this, but we're going to try to see if I can get somebody to straighten it out for you. Okay, now I'm going to ask the head person, the circus working on the 4th. Hold on just a second, okay? I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. Okay, we can clear this up right now. Mr. Tarzia, they're not working on the 4th. Somebody accidentally scheduled you for that day.
Yep. Okay, so when are they coming to do this?
Hold on just a second. She sent me a message. Let me see what it says.
They've been scheduling for the 3rd. They can come tomorrow if they want. I'm fine with that.
Hold on just a second. All right, let's see. But they're not coming tomorrow. I mean, Saturday, so that's not going to happen. So don't wait on them, okay? I'm told that they're on the phone. I'm so sorry.
I didn't mean to laugh, but
I'm laughing how you said, I won't.
I won't. Like, I'm not going to wait.
Like, think I am. Oh, but you knew they were not coming, so I'm glad you recognized that, okay? She's going to find out what agent scheduled you. So somebody did, so she's going to pull it. But that they're not working on the 4th at all.
Yeah, so you could imagine if I wasn't called and I just waited and we sat there on the 4th and held our plans from going to the barbecue with my family and sat there from 4 to 6 or 8, we'd be pretty pissed off. Nobody's showing a call. And...
All right, let's see. All right, I'm new to this system. Let me see if I can find out where I need to go. Routing. Hold on just a second. Go back. That is insane. All right. Let's see. Okay, I'm gonna ask her to schedule.
Okay, you want to just figure it out and then just give me a call back?
No, she's gonna do it. I'm asking her. This is the supervisor that's over me. I'm asking her to schedule for the 3rd. She said there's room on the 3rd, and so I don't know why they took you off of the 3rd. That is what I'm trying to tell you. That makes no sense.
Well, maybe because I didn't confirm that I'd be there.
Oh, okay.
But all their texts came through just now. I mean, they just came through. I haven't received any. I received like 7 texts from them in one shot. So or you guys, I don't know who sent me these messages, but they just hit my phone today. So and even from June 30th. So I haven't gotten any messages. I got one a while back, and then I just got a shitload today.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So I don't know if it's my phone service, your phone, your service sending them out, or what happened. But it was like somebody just said, okay, update, and it just bing, 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 bing. I was like, who the hell is sending me all these texts? At one time, I was like, damn, I never get that many texts at one time.
All right. She's finishing it. You're scheduled for the 3rd, and she manually confirmed it, okay? So it's going to be tomorrow.
Okay, what time?
You should find that out between 4 and 10 o'clock tonight.
Okay, between 4 and 10 tonight?
Yeah, they should give you some type of time frame, hopefully. Hold on just a second. Oh, it says the tech will call you in the morning. That's what she said.
Oh, okay.
So you will get
your call
from the tech with his time frame.
See, they didn't give you a hard time. I said, oh, okay. Yeah.
What's your time frame? Rebecca did it. Thank you. I forgot you was here because I was looking for them too, and neither one of them was here.
Yeah.
Winning for them. I just realized they weren't here. I thought he was on break or something, eating lunch.
Oh, okay. No problem.
Right.
So I'll just wait for that call tomorrow.
Yeah, I thought you had disconnected when I told you that. Okay, she has you. She said a text is going to call you in the morning, okay?
Yeah, right. Okay, great.
I'm so sorry that you had to go through that, okay?
No, that's okay. You didn't do it. We got to correct
it.
No,
yeah,
I'm fine.
Thank you. Thank you for calling Second Services, Mr. Tarza.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You stay safe.
You
stay
too.
Safe. Bye-bye.
Enjoy your item. Bye-bye.
You too.
Yeah.